I speak to you in the name of the source of all giftedness, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Isaiah had it right. Darkness has been our lot in the world and in our lives. And it's not just a sign of the times, it's this time of the year. It's not just a figure of speech. As we made our journey towards Christmas, the season changed and winter pervaded our lives, such that when the 23rd hit, the time that we spent in darkness began to be longer than the time we spent in the light. And this year, it's not just the sun that lost its luster as Christmas approached. Some of the shine was taken from our spirits as well. As we approached the babe lying in the manger, some of us were not in the space where we could shout, "It's a boy," with much joy. Because all the sorrows and resentments of the years rose with the setting of the sun. For some of us, the colored lights and festive noises around us didn't mean much because our lights were dim. And in the silence, we knew that all was not right with the world, even though we were celebrating that a new light had come into the world. It's not that we were depressed necessarily, though some of us were. It's more that our joy was suppressed by the world that we woke up to each day. The pandemic threw us curves faster than we could meet them. And racial and indigenous justice and our failure to achieve those kept coming back to haunt us again and again. And a deeply divided and unsettled political reality to the South will continue to affect us deeply, we know. All of these events of the past years have weighed heavily on all of our thoughts of late. They've been weighing heavily on my thoughts too. I wonder about that first round of Christmas babies this past year, who are also COVID babies. What kind of a world were they born into? And what will become of them? It makes you empathize with Mother Mary, doesn't it? Despite the promises of God and the reassurances of an angel, she must have wondered that too. But it's not Christmas anymore. That season is ending and a new one is just beginning. So today, we do not put ourselves in the place of Mary, pondering in our hearts what new life will look like in the world. Instead, today, we journey with the Magi, being led through the darkness of our lives and following a faint glimmer of hope that we might find something miraculous in the journey to come. And I know what I'm looking for is not some easy answer, that sweetness and light will fill our lives in 2021. But the more profound truth that into our frail humanity, God has birthed the light of her presence in the world, and that whatever this year brings, it will be a light that no darkness can extinguish. That is what awaited us as we made our journey to the creche this day. Because it is Epiphany. And like the Magi, we 150 or so seekers arrive at the manger to pay him homage. But today, it's not just about what we give, It is about what we leave behind. We gather today to live symbolically. The fullness of all that the Magi laid at the feet of the Christ child, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Talking about gold, let's face it. As kings and queens of the West, we have all arrived here today in abundance and privilege. We have so much to be grateful for, and so much in our lives that others do not. So the paradox of what we give when we arrive at the manger is this. We offer all that we can because God offered all for us. We lay our gold at the cradle of Christ's altar so that the poverty of our nature may be transformed by the riches of God's grace. In other words, we give because we have been given to with such abundance, because in every sense, God gave us himself. And so too with frankincense. As it is burned in the midst of that smelly stable, today we bring to God the desires and cares that burn in our hearts as a new year dawns. And we try and leave behind the fear that the infant into whose ear we whisper those prayers won't hear what troubles us the most. What I mean is, when I have moments of doubt, that's what I try and leave behind. The fear that God is not listening, or worse, doesn't care, even though in my heart I know that God does. And then there's myrrh. Placed with tender care in the muck of the manger and left to prepare for the day of Jesus' burial. Just as we prepare to bury another year, to lay to rest all that separated us from God and our neighbor, in hopes that we might be separated no longer. This is the paradox of our faith as we arrive at the Epiphany. We give and we leave behind. And like the Magi, when we come to witness the birth of Christ in our lives, we are meant to discover that it's not about us. For as soon as we kneel and set our gifts at the cradle of all giftedness, we are supposed to look up and see the poverty and the brokenness that surrounds us. In the midst of raising our voices in paying homage to the King, we are supposed to hear those whose voices have for so long been silenced, especially the cries for racial and indigenous justice that we have heard so much and ignored so often this past year. So, as we look to how to pay him homage, as we make our journey from this gathering back to our lives, we need to think about what we will give to 2021 in our life together and what we will leave behind. Last Sunday, we listened to the Creed and thought about what we believed. And I want to thank all of you who made comments about that and shared your own thoughts and doubts and fears and convictions. Next week, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. the time when we renew our own baptismal covenant and commit to putting those beliefs into action, to discern how we are to bring our light to the world. Today, with the arrival of the Magi, we ponder giftedness in our own lives, what we have received from God, and how that is supposed to change us. In keeping with that, I want to invite you on a spiritual exercise. Between now and next Sunday, pray about this year to come, about what you need to give and what you need to leave behind. It's not meant to be homework. In fact, frankly, I find that kind of homework giving in a sermon really patronizing. I'm asking you to do it because I'm always trying to find more ways where we can stay connected to one another. And I think praying and thinking about the commitments that we will make to God in this past year will help us do that. I also think that as church will change radically in all of our lives in the years to come, that praying together is another way home, so to speak. And when I speak about giving, when I say what you need to give, I don't just mean what you will give to the church or to the causes that are important to you. I mean, what will you give of yourself so that you might live abundance in all the lives that you touch? And when I say, think about what you need to leave behind, I don't mean the seeds for a new crop of New Year's resolutions. I mean leaving behind the doubts and fears that stop you in your tracks as you make the journey toward the person that God is calling you to be. Because next week, God will call us to be Christ's body when we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. And during that service, we will covenant with God and one another to live out the promises of being the light of Christ in the world. I invite you to take that journey with me. Amen.